Another type of export is export on consignment basis. In short, we have already briefed you. I have already briefed you what is the consignment basis and all. Okay. But here, we are talking in terms of the financing. Okay. So, export on consignment basis. This gives more scope for the frauds or misappropriation of realization proceeds. That is why banks are a little bit hesitant to give the advance against consignment basis and only to the select are providing the finance. Therefore, the export on the consignment basis should also bear at par with the export on outright sale basis on cash terms in the matter regarding the rate of interest to be charged by the banks on post-shipment credit. In case of export on the consignment basis, even if extension in the period beyond 365 days is granted for repatriation of the export proceeds, that is 15 months, bank will charge the appropriate prescribed rate of the interest only up to the notional due date depending upon the tenor of the bill, and that is subject to maximum of 365 days. Okay, that is on consignment basis. Another type of the advance which is granted to the precious and semi-precious stones. Precious and semi-precious stones which are required for preparation of the ornament studded with the stones. Okay, these are exported. Precious and semi-precious stones are exported mostly on consignment basis, and the exporters are not in position to liquidate the pre-shipment credit with remittances which are received from abroad within a period of 365 days from the date of advance. Therefore, bank adjusts the packing credit advance in case of consignment export of this precious and semi-precious stones as soon as the relative proceeds are received from the abroad, but not later than 365 days from the date of export. Now, coming down to understand one important regulation for financing the export is extension of realization of export proceeds for the period up to 12 months or 15 months. Reserve Bank of India, in deserving cases, when the application is made by the individual exporter with the satisfactory track record and which have the longer period up to 12 months from the date of shipment, realization proceeds of the exports in case of some categories, the special permission, general permission is given by Reserve Bank of India to extend its realization period. One is a consignment export sent to CIS and the East European countries. Okay, so those countries, if any export is sent, then possibility of delay in getting the payment because of the situation in those countries is little bit troublesome. That is why higher period or more period of realization is provided. Banks may consider the request. Then consignment export to the Russian Federation and against the payment of the state credit in rupees. Actually, state credit in rupees, that is Reserve Bank is the middle, is functioning as an institution, as a middle institution between the trade between Russia and India and the exporter and the Russian banks. Okay, and thereafter any delay, the reimbursement will be made by the Reserve Bank of India, and Reserve Bank of India claims it from the LC issuing bank, Russian banks. So that is with one agreement with Russian counterparts, and that is called the state credit in rupees, where the settlement happens only and only in Indian rupees. Exporters who have been certified as a status holder of exporters, for them also the extended period can be permitted. Then 100% export oriented units, that is EOUs, and the units set up under the ESTP, that is Electronic and Hardware Technology Park, as well as the STP, Software Technology Park, or BTP, means Biotechnology Scheme, for them also the extension for realization beyond the prescribed period of 180 days can be permitted up to 12 months to 15 months. Now, exhibition, export of the goods for exhibition and sale. Banks can provide the finance to the exporter against the goods which are sent for the exhibition and sell it abroad in the normal course of the first instance. Okay? And after the sale is completed, allowing benefit to the prescribed rate of interest on such an advance which is granted by the banks, both at the pre-shipment stage as well as post-shipment stage and up to the stipulated period, by way of giving the rebate. And such advance should also be given in the separate account. That is a guideline for the bank. Now, advance against undrawn balance on export bill. Undrawn balance in respect of the export of the certain commodities, where exporters are required to draw the bill on overseas buyer up to 90 to 98% of the FOB value of the contract. The residuary, maybe 10% to 2% residuary amount, being an undrawn balance, is payable by the overseas buyer after satisfying him about the quality and the quantity of the goods. And thereafter this realization comes. Okay, but banks, this is not a small amount in respect of large value shipments. 10% plays a very vital role, 2%, even percent, very vital role. So under these circumstances, this 2% or 10% is very large amount. Therefore, the payment of undrawn balances is considered as a contingent which will be realized in future, contingent in nature, and banks may consider granting the advance against such a undrawn balances at the concessional rate of interest, which is based on their commercial judgment and the track record of the exporter. Okay. Now, another aspect like this undrawn balance, there is another type of retention of money in respect of the turnkey project or project contract or construction contract, which is called as advance against the retention money. Okay, contract is undertaken by the Indian exporter in other country, right? Progressive payment is also required to be received by the from the overseas employer in respect of the service segment of the contract, as well as relating to the small percentage of the progressive payment as retention money, which will be payable after expiry of certain stipulated period. In short, project is completed, but it requires some more time. It may be project, may be construction project, may be turnkey project. The proceeds, as and when the work is completed, a progressive payment has already been released, but certain percentage will be kept on hold by the remitter or the employer or the company abroad. Okay, this is because that work need a some certain inspection and completion certificate. Once that completion certificate and satisfactory certificate is issued, then this retained money, which is retained to part to the exporter or the contractor, that can be released by the overseas bank. But during this period, if the exporter is saying that I have completed as per the specification my entire work in the particular construction contract or maybe turnkey project, then bank may consider, depending upon the track record, to grant the finance against it for the short period. Okay, as and when that amount will be released, the same loan will be liquidated by proceeds as and when it is received. Retention money can also be sometimes stipulated against the supplies portion. In case of the turnkey project, it may likewise arise as in case of the subcontract. The payment of retention money is contingent in nature, which will be receivable in future, and that if it is received, then at that point of time, the outstanding liability will be closed and it will not be considered as a contingent liability, right? Okay. Now, post-shipment advance against the duty drawback entitlement. Duty drawback, banks, government of India always give certain concession to the exporter. Any duty is paid by the exporter to the government at the time of exporting goods, that when export actually happens and realization proceeds are received, during this large gap, the customers unnecessary exporting the goods also and making payment to the government also rather than taking the concession. For that purpose, there is a scheme by the government of India which is called as a duty drawback entitlement. Immediately, what is the duty repayable or payable by the exporter, that certificate is first issued by the customs department. Against that certification or against that confirmation, he will come to the bank and he will ask, I am getting after 3 months or 6 months or after 4 months, I will be receiving this advance from the government as a duty, which is as a drawback of the duty which I have already paid to the government. In that situation, bank may think of granting the advance against the duty drawback entitlement of the exporter. In advance against the duty drawback receivable can also be made available to the exporter against the export promotion copy of the shipping bill, which contains the EGM number which is issued by the customs department. The advance granted against this duty drawback entitlement would be eligible for, again, concessional rate of interest and refinance from the Reserve Bank of India is maximum period of up to 90 days is permitted. Friends, but this refinance nowadays slowly it is stopped by the Reserve Bank of India, and there will be refinance not made by the Reserve Bank of India nowadays. Okay. Now, ECGC and whole turn post shipment guarantee scheme. Whenever word guarantee and ECGC comes, always keep in mind that guarantee which is issued by the ECGC to the banks so as to cover bank wide all the exports which are made by the exporters. Okay, and it is covered bank wide. Okay, so bank may, in the interest of the export promotion, considering opting for the whole turnover post-shipment policy. As the post-shipment guarantee is mainly intended to benefit the bank, the cost of the premium, because premium is required to be paid by the bank for the availment of this guarantee from the ECGC. So premium is required to be paid. But here, the interest of the bank is protected in case of non-payment by the export realization. Therefore, the banks are paying out of its own pocket the premium to the ECGC, okay, and not recovering from the exporters. Coming down to understand some aspect about the finance against the deemed export. Banks are also permitted to make and extend the rupee pre-shipment and the post-shipment finance to the supplies of the goods in respect of the projects which are financed by the bilateral or multilateral agencies or the funds including World Bank, IBRD and IDA. Okay, packing credit provided should be adjusted from the foreign exchange representing the payment of the supplies of the goods to these agencies. It can also be repaid out of the balances which are held in EEFC account, as also from the rupee sources of the exporters to the extent of the supplies which has been actually been made. Bank may also extend the rupee post supply credit for the maximum period of 30 days or up to the actual date of payment of the receipt of the goods, whichever is earlier, for supply of the goods which are specified in deemed export. The post supply advance or post shipment advance, that would be treated as an overdue after the period of 30 days. Okay, and in cases where such a overdue credits are liquidated within a period of 180 days from the notional due date, that is before 210 days from the date of advance, the banks are required to charge for such an extended period interest at the prescribed by the category under ICNOS, that is export credit otherwise not specified at post shipment stage, right? If the bills are not paid within the aforesaid 210 days, then bank should charge the rate of interest under ICNOS, okay, that is export credit not specified otherwise. So friends, this is regarding the deemed export. Now coming down to interest rate on rupee export credit. Interest rate, as you know, it is linked to the base rate of the individual banks, maintaining certain spread on that, and it is required to be published on the website of the bank as per the direction of the Reserve Bank of India. Okay, that interest rate, particularly for the export related and other related in export rate, is required to be published by the respective banks on their website. Early payment of the export bill. When early payment of the export bill is received, okay, then interest at a prescribed rate that shall be charged from the date of advance till the date of realization of such bills. The date of realization of the demand bill for the purpose would be the date on which the proceeds get credited to the bank's nostro account. Now, change of tenor of the bill, that means period. Okay, bank have been permitted by the Reserve Bank of India to consider the request from the exporter and allow them to change the tenor of their originally accepted tenor, provided the revised due date of the payment does not fall beyond the maximum period which is stipulated by RBI, that is 180 days. In such a cases, as well as where the change of tenor up to 12 months from the date of shipment has been allowed, okay, it would be in order for the banks to extend the prescribed rate of interest up to the revised notional due date, and that will be subject to interest rate directive issued by Reserve Bank of India. So friends, with this small note, we come to conclusion of our discussion on the post shipment credit in rupee, which is granted to the exporter at the prescribed rate or concessional rate. And our another discussion in subsequent topic, that we are going to discuss about the post shipment credit in foreign currency also, taking into consideration similar terms and conditions. Till then, thank you very much.